first of all, many readers may remember you from last year, but for those who don't, can you tell us about yourself and about who you are and what you're doing?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Gardena, California. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty close to Compton, Inglewood, Hawthorne, Watts. Everything is pretty close out there, you know, for those that live in L.A. You know what I'm saying? Me being from Gardena, you know, I'm really trying to put my city on the map as being one of the major players on the West Coast that's contributing to everything that we got going on out there, you know. Compton and held it down for a long time, you know, like with NWA, Easy, and Inglewood with MAC-10 and with Wide Spider Lug with G-Unit. You know what I'm saying? Gardena was kind of left out in that whole scheme of things. And we wasn't getting shouted out on the radio either, you know, so I just had to talk about Gardena and Gardena lifestyle. It's all about us.
All right, cool. And how did you come up with the name Flicks?
Flicks? That name was given to me in the 8th grade when I was going to Henry Clay Junior High School by a close friend of mine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was, you know, we was always into the, you know, like the magazine, like the Playboys, the Hustlers, I always had one on me,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Flicks is actually short for porno flicks.
Alright, cool.
Yeah.
And last year you released your debut album, Politics and Pimpin'. How did you feel it was received, like, locally and online?
Well, I know, locally, you know what I'm saying, it was received, it's huge locally, you know, my city really, you know, gave me love, you know, for the song The Hood and the Dub, you know, I shot my video right there at Raleigh Park, so, you know, a park I grew up across the street from, like, right by my house, you know, a lot of guys turned out for that,
yeah.
You know, the internet, you know, along with Dub, CNN support, you know what I'm saying, man, westcoast2k.net, everybody, you know, premiering The Dub and putting me out there like that, you know, I got a lot of positive feedback, you know, and that just gave me, you know, more motivation to keep it moving and work on the next project. So I'm satisfied with the outcome of it, you know, getting that name out there. I think folks know I'm here, you know, thanks to you guys. I really appreciate all of that and all the support that I got out there on those forums.
Yeah. You shot a video for it, and how did it feel to, like, what pushed you to make the video?
Well, you know, I said I wanted to do something different. You know, I know a lot of guys are coming out with a lot of mixtapes and a lot of albums. You know, I figured if I was going to set myself aside from all the guys that had major deals or doing things a little bit larger than I thought I was, I had to shoot a video, you know, let people, you know, get a visual about, you know, how I was doing it and how it was going on. You know, I had to take every step possible, you know what I'm saying, like to make this, you know, this project as entertaining as possible.
Yeah.
For everybody out there. As a matter of fact, I just shot another video for Ride Niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll be shooting that to you guys soon.
Alright, cool. And you released this smash single, The Dub, which was produced by Jay Wells. How did that relationship come about with Jay Wells?
Well, I've known Jay Wells for a long time, you know what I'm saying? I've always believed in his production. I always thought that he was one of the tightest producers on the West Coast, you know, a guy that, you know, a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, really sleeping on, you know what I'm saying? I see big things coming from. I met him, you know, through an association of mine, you know what I'm saying? My folks, DEX, they know that's who put me into this game, you know, took me out there and showed me what it was all about, going out of the trunk of your car, selling your records, getting your name out there, getting your street buzz going on. I met Jay Wells in the studio with him, and I got familiar with his beats, and I just, like, I went out there with Jay Wells' early projects, you know, Shyla York, you know, Roxwell, all the CDs that he had back in the day, you know, I was a real big supporter of his. So when it finally came time for me to finally grab a mic, you know, He blessed me with a track, man. I just sat up all night, and I came up with some fire for it, man, for the city of Gardena.
Alright, cool. And was it him who pushed you to make an album? Because we know a lot of, like, new artists tend to release mixtapes rather than albums. Or was that by yourself?
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's just like the upbringing I had in the business, you know what I'm saying? Once again, my cuz, Dex, you know what I'm saying, D? Like, I figured, you know, like I'm trying to set myself aside, you know, from the normal. I figure if I'm going to have any kind of name and really be able to achieve this plan I have of putting this city on the map, you know, I have to drop an album officially, you know, drop an album. I'm trying to do it like Too Short, you know, 10 CDs plus, letting these guys know that I'm serious about it, you know, just giving it to them so they can't get no more.
Yeah.
So you know, and I featured a lot of, you know, a lot of my friends on this on my first album because I have a label, Infirmary Records, you know what I'm saying? That's me, my brother, and my lawyer. We know we run the label together. And Bobby Bang, you know what I'm saying? My main man, Young Ant, Q-Ball, you know, I got my man, my brothers from Gardena, Jake Capone, Spliff, my, you know what I'm saying? My alcoholic homie, Stylistic Jones, you know what I'm saying? Got him on the record. You know, I just put, like, a lot of fire in there, like, you know, let them know, know, how many people I'm out there really touching.
Yeah. So, would you ever put out a mixtape, or is it strictly albums in the future?
Oh yeah, I definitely put out a mixtape. Like, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, right before I drop my next album, you know, I was intending on dropping a mixtape to pump up the next album. You know, more politics and more pimping. You know, that's what's coming.
Alright.
You know, so yeah, I'm definitely, you know, it's a lot of beats, you know, that's out there that I want to play with. You know, that I'm really a fan of, that I wanted to jump on top of and throw on a mixtape. But I really, you know, I really, really more so believe in dropping the album. I think that's more important. You know, to drop the album and be original.
Yeah, because a lot of the mixtape scene is played out at the moment. A lot of people think that. Alright, was the album a success in your eyes, would you say?
Oh, definitely the album was a success, man. I put everything I had into it, you know what I'm saying? That was my brainchild. It started off as an idea on a piece of paper. I worked hard every day, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, like with Dub CNN just itself throwing that single on, you know, out there and giving me some spins, man, that made my whole year right there. And with that, I was able to make a lot of moves. I closed the distribution deal for the album. I got it out there nationally. You know, I've got a couple of songs on a couple of compilations that just dropped this year. Best of the South, you know, I went on tour all throughout the South off that album, Politics and Pimpin'. Got the Dub on another compilation coming out called Best of the West in January, a three disc CD set. You know, so most definitely, you know, I'm definitely eating off of Politics and Pimpin'. You know, it was a start. It gave me a big push, you know, to continue doing what I'm doing. I'm also out starting my Down South faction of my label, Infirmary Records South, and I got my artist Time Bomb, you know. And I'm able to give this guy, you know what I'm saying, an opportunity, you know, out here because I have this distribution thing going on independently. So the album was definitely a success, you know, all day long. I didn't have very much money, you know, to start off with to make this thing happen. I took everything I had and invested into it, you know, so at the end of the day, it's a success, for sure.
Alright, and since the album has dropped, what have you been working on? Have you been trying to get your label off the ground, or...
Oh, definitely, you know, trying to get the label off the ground. Just got off tour. While I was on tour, I was recording new joints for More Politics and More Pimpin', you know. I hooked back up with Jay Wells, got, you know, to get some more production for him with the album again. I mean, a lot of new cats, Organized Noise, you know. Shout out to my man, Corrupt, you know what I'm saying? He's like a big-time mentor of mine, gives me a lot of good advice about what I need to do to keep this ball rolling. My boy Roscoe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things going on, positive. So getting the label off the ground, getting a new album out probably beginning of next year, you know, and keep this thing pushing.
Alright, tight. And we're aware that you've been working with, like, yourself artists. Can you tell us any information about them?
Definitely, man. A whole lot. I'm all throughout the state of Alabama. You know, that's where my family is originally from.
Yeah.
Alabama. My parents moved to L.A. in 1960, like late 1960s, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where I was born and raised. But, like, the majority of my family lives in Alabama. So went out there, I hooked up with an artist, you know what I'm saying, Time Bomb. I went out there, I hooked up with a lot of the local artists around the way throughout Montgomery, Dirty. You know, they were signed to Universal for a while. They're currently with Rap A Lot. Deuce Conrads, Small Time Ballers, you know what I'm saying? I'm out in Huntsville, Alabama, my boys, VSOP, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them, they was on tour with me. I'm out here in Atlanta, Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Trail Town Mafia, you know what I'm saying? They hooked up with Rap A Lot. I'm hooked up with my boys here. Out there in Mactown, Macon, Georgia, you know, Southern Chaos, my homeboys. I was on tour with them, so I'm working with so many guys out here down south. I know I forgot some guys because there's so many people, you know, out here putting it down, showing me this dirty south love, you know.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I just gave everybody some love for sure, and I appreciate it because I'm a damn sure bring it back to the West and represent for them.
Yeah. All right, cool. And we know you still have a relationship with Jay Wells. Is there any plans to work together again in the future?
Oh, most definitely, you know what I'm saying? More politics and more pimping, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
me and Jay Will, you know, I'm probably one of his biggest fans myself, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm sure, like, the next single I put out, you know what I'm saying, is going to be probably something that he produced. You know, we have a couple of joints that we have in the works right now, but he's really trying to put chili on it and make sure that, you know, I come out the right way, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the time he takes with my stuff, you know what I'm saying, so I can give it, represent for Gardena the best way I can all day long. So, yeah.
Right, and
expect a lot more production from Jay Wells this time around on this album right here.
Oh, cool.
And you know he has his new album coming out, so
yeah,
he's gonna like sit back and see how it plays out.
Alright, cool. And will you be on his next album, Digital Smoke?
Excuse me?
will you be on his next album, Digital Smoke?
Will I be on the next album, Digital Smoke?
Yeah.
Not sure right now, you know what I'm saying? We're still working on that right now and see what we're going to do, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good possibility, you know, because, like, he already pretty much had finished it before while I was on tour. So I'm still trying to see if I can get something cracking. But, you know, if not, you know what I'm saying, you can just look forward to the album, More Politics, More Pimping. You know, he's always going to be doing something together and keeping it cracking.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going to be out there promoting it just the same, man. I got his back 110%.
All right, cool. And who else in the game have you been working with right now or in and around the studio?
Oh, I've been hooked up pretty much, you know what I'm saying? So many folks, man. The L.A. Zoo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Out there in L.A., I'm hooked up with my man. Got my man Squeak Rule from All From The Eye supporting me out there, showing me love, looking to work with him. The Gangster from The Comrades, Big Y from The Relatives, you know what I'm saying, looking to work with him. A lot of cats out there making noise. It's so many, man. It's like Bishop Lamont, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my boy, you know what I'm saying? Looking forward to for his album coming out. Looking forward to working with him. We had some things in the works. Stylistic Jones for sure, you know what I'm saying? Liquid Crew representing, looking to work with him. He's like, he's gonna do some more things for the next album. So we gonna keep it G. Jay Capone for sure, my Gardena brother. You know, always, you know what I'm saying? We gonna keep this thing pumping.
Alright, cool. And can we expect to see you on any projects like being released in the near future?
Oh yes, you know what I'm saying. All of this stuff I've been doing out here down south on this little ambassador run I've been on. I got so many projects I'm finna be on out here. My boy 7 Chaos out there in Macon, Georgia. They finna go out there and get a part of their project. They got a new DVD coming out over there called Heavyweights. Look for that real soon. That's coming out through Selecto Hits, I believe. To be on that, this album called Best of the West, I just told you about that. You know, I'm going to have a couple of tracks on that, you know, along with the dub. That's in January right there. And then, you know, I'm just working hard on getting More Politics and More Pimping down. You know, I dropped that in November 05. I'm going to give him a new record, you know what I'm saying, ASAP.
All right, cool. And has there been any interest from any labels in you over the past 12 months?
Well, me, you know what I'm saying? With me, basically, I really haven't been just, like, going out of my way to be shopping my music to the majors just yet. I've been really trying to take my time, you know, same with the independent part of it first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Build my label, get some albums under my belt, get some things done before I really want to present myself to the world. But, you know, probably this next time around when I put out More Politics and More Pimping, I'll probably just look to do a little bit more with this one than I did with the last one. Because I had a couple of albums out now. My first record was actually a part of a group I was a part of called Hostile Zone. You know what I'm saying? Me and my partner CES, you know what I'm saying? We had an album called West Coasting.
Yeah.
That we put together, you know. Then I went Dolo and did this album Politics and Pimpin', and he got his record coming out real soon too, you know, and we got to get back and work on that, you know what I'm saying. And Hostile Zone will probably be dropping another record later because we got a high demand, you know what I'm saying. The homies hitting us up for telling us to do another record, so there's a lot of things going on, you know what I'm saying. Can't forget about the Hostile Zone. The Hostile Zone is still pumping, it's still West Coasting all day.
Alright, cool. And how has the internet helped you, like, in your development and promotion as a new artist, would you say?
Oh, shoot, it's definitely helped me, man. DubCNN.com, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you guys, you know, me, I'm a major supporter, you know what I'm saying, of the website. You know, I've seen it grow over the years as being, like, a major player of putting people out there like that, and I've always been out there and talked highly of you guys and trying to get up, you know, get my peers to promote their music with you. You know, being able to go out, you know, into the forums and discuss what you think about the folks' music, being able to link up and being able to find out where you can go and purchase the product, you know what I'm saying? It's also lovely. It gives everybody like myself an opportunity, if you're not being solicited by a major, to go out there and do your thing anyway, and, you know what I'm saying, improve yourself, do your damn thing, being, you know what I'm saying, being able to run your business, you know what I'm saying, without all the setbacks that not being signed with a major can bring, you know. So it's really a help, you know, with all the ringtones, everything, you know, like MySpace, like all this thing that's going on now, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And what made you approach DubCNN last year to promote your material?
Oh, I was a lifelong fan, number one. You know, probably from day one, I've always sent DubCNN, you know, emails, you know, whomever. I didn't know who I was talking to, but I would always send a letter to somebody, you know, let them know that I was out there. And, you know, finally one day, you know, I got a hit back, you know, when I sent the dub in, you know. My man was like, cool, dog, look, you know, look for it. You know, I'm a post you up. You know, I woke up the next morning, and there it was, man. You know, my city was jumping, like, immediately after that. You know, you guys gave me a major push. I appreciate that.
Alright, cool. Where would you see yourself in 10 years' time?
Man, hopefully 10 years' time, like hopefully 50 million records sold, you know, Gardino on the map. All day long, you know, and for all the guys that's out there supporting me and all the albums that we're working on, you know what I'm saying, hopefully the same success for all the rest of them, you know, because it's a movement. It's not just me. You know, I'm not really feeling this whole, you know, this idea of like the New West they're talking about right now, because there's so many people that gets left out when you say something like that.
Yeah. All right, and do you have any last words for the fans, like a website anyone can visit or a MySpace?
Oh, most definitely. MySpace.com, you know what I'm saying, /PFlix. That's PFLIXX. You know, I got my videos posted up there. I'm going to post a Ride Niggas video up there. I'm going to send a Ride Niggas video your way. I appreciate all the support for everybody out there that's been showing me love, you know what I'm saying, on the dub, you know what I'm saying, the hood, bullshit, you know what I'm saying. Shouts out to my man Best Paul, you know what I'm saying, my other producer shows me love on his tracks, you know what I'm saying. You're going to see him on the next record, Jay Wells, the Dog Pound, Alcoholics, Wolfpack Records, you know what I'm saying, my main man Q-Ball all day that hold me down, you know what I'm saying, DEX, the whole West Coast, you know what I'm saying, DubCNN.com, it's already, you know.